In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Have you ever run in, do you have exes? Have we even talked about this?
Yeah, I got exes.
They live here or?
I got one.
One here?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, if you're listening.
She's not listening.
She might be. You never know.
No.
Well, I feel like it's really awkward no matter where you are in life if you see an ex or someone you dated or had a thing with.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it's just like a bit of a, ugh.
Funnily enough, before lockdown, before I went on paternity leave, I saw her at the lounge at the George where I do DJing. And she was there with a group of friends. And she, where I'm situated, I can kind of see down the bar. And she came to the bar and I could see her side-eyeing me.
Yeah.
Side-eyeing.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was just awkward because I was like, I know you're looking at me, but I don't want to. Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's very, very awkward. And Tinder especially is right up there with one of the worst places you could probably encounter with them. Because, you know, like you're moving on, they're moving on, and here you both are presented to each other as a potential match in a modern day modern day marketplace.
Round two, what do you reckon? That's what Tinder's
It's very awkward. It happened to me, and then you go through this, like, what do you do? Like, obviously you're on Tinder because you're parting ways, but if you swipe left, are you rude to them? If you swipe right and they don't, is it petty and mean? Like, it's a very awkward kind of thing to go through. My kind of rule was just left. Don't go there again.
Don't go there, yeah.
And with that as well, if they saw me and they did want to and then we didn't match, they have my number.
Yeah.
They have, like, anyone that I've dated and things like that, they have my contact details.
That's
unless
right.
I've blocked them, like I have a couple. So they have every other place to get out and reach out to me if they wanted that to happen. Don't do it on Tinder. That's a little bit lazy. Anyways, it's a minefield. But thankfully, Tinder has now deactivated these mines for us.
Amazing.
And introduced a blocking feature. So you simply have to go to your profile settings and you'll find a block contacts feature. From there, you can import which of your contacts you'd rather not see or be seen by at the same point. So you could block your ex, you could block your boss, you could any like
imagine
family members.
Seeing your boss. Imagine
it happened to me.
Matt, did you match?
Hell no.
Well,
no, sorry.
just see your boss on Tinder?
I saw my boss on Tinder. And I had friends see my boss and his girlfriend looking for a third on Tinder.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, dear.
Not here. Not here,
not
by the way.
No, this is in South Australia.
This is in South Australia. And it's very awkward. And so to fix that problem, you can just block them now.
Amazing.
You just go there. You can import, like, you want to get rid of whoever. And these contacts, they might already be on Tinder, or if they want to download it at a future date and start using it with the same contact info, they won't appear as a potential match. So you put in their phone number and their email, things like that, which obviously when you build a Tinder profile, those things are linked to it.
Yeah.
And you just say, I don't want this person. And that's it. You block them. No more awkward swiping.
Yay. Oh, thank God. I mean, I'm not on Tinder.
And either.
Neither of us are on Tinder. But, you know, for those people who, maybe Lockie workdays, this might be a good one for him.
He's going to block everyone. He's going to block all of his contacts.